98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A former Omro alderman pleads guilty to a charge of receiving child pornography and is convicted in federal court. 44-year-old Jason Reeves faces a mandatory sentence of 5 years to 20 years of imprisonment. He could also be fined $250,000 and will be required to register as a sex offender under state and federal law. Reeves will be sentenced in federal district court on February 20th. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Ryan Sternod is dropping out of the race. The Milwaukee Brewers beer vendor said he's throwing his support to fellow Democrat and Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley. The race for governor is open with no incumbent running for the first time since 2010. Between Thanksgiving and the gun deer hunting season, the Wisconsin State Patrol is highlighting some safety tips for residents traveling this weekend. With more cars on the road, State Patrol officials are expecting to respond to more crashes or disabled vehicles this week. Drivers should remember the state's Move Over law and give emergency responders enough space to respond to those crashes and disabled vehicles. They should look out for deer in the road and check 511 Wisconsin for up-to-date information on traffic and weather conditions. Today's Black Friday, and there may not be as much of a spending boom this year. Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Estimates say Black Friday spending could grow from 2.9 to 3.4% from last year. So that's still growth, but it's less growth than we typically see. On average, there's usually a 5% jump year to year. Experts tie that to economic uncertainty and the high cost of living all over the country. Marketing company Omnisend says Americans could spend close to $80 billion on Black Friday and Cyber Monday. But because of economic pressure, retailers may put more emphasis on their buy now, pay later programs. On top of that, some activist groups are calling for boycotts. A coalition of organizations, including American Opposition and the Progressive Network, are asking people to stop shopping at big box stores through Tuesday, although they encourage shopping small. Meanwhile, a new survey shows people overwhelmingly want to buy American-made products, and that applies across the partisan divide. Scott Paul from the Alliance of American Manufacturing.
It's one of those issues, blissfully, that hasn't been impacted by partisan politics, as we've seen in this country so often. There's still lots of different reasons for people to want to support jobs, the economy, small businesses, quality products.
As much as people may want to buy products made in the USA, they can be hard to find. 40 years ago, 80% of the things we bought were made by American manufacturers. Now that number is down to just 11%.
There's been a lot in the news about tariffs and costs and concerns about that, but it's striking to find that Americans still strongly value products that are made in the United States.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Thanks for listening to Civic Media News on your Black Friday.
Tomorrow, the Saturday after Thanksgiving, is considered Small Business Saturday. Local chambers of commerce and downtown associations encourage shoppers to visit small businesses in their own hometowns to give local businesses a slice of the holiday shopping pie. Small businesses are the backbone of local economy, creating jobs and supporting local communities. The U.S. Small Business Administration says that since 2010, over $223 billion has been spent with local small businesses. In November, attention turns to men with a movement called Movember. It brings attention to men's health issues such as prostate cancer, testicular cancer, and men's mental health. A Cleveland Clinic study found that 44% of men do not get a yearly physical. Many forego regular screenings and generally avoid going to the doctor if they can help it. ThetaCare urologist Dr. Andrew Mays.
Men have unique obstacles. We see that men are less likely to see their primary care physician, less likely to have their annual wellness, really check in and make sure their health and wellness are where they need it to be.
Mays said men of all ages should make their yearly visits to the doctor, but when a man hits 50, it becomes critical to have regular screenings for prostate cancer, testicular cancer, and colorectal cancer.
If we find a problem early, we can easily detect and then hopefully treat that, whether it's with surgery or radiation or some degree of intervention that not only optimizes their quality of life and then obviously the longevity of life.
According to the Wisconsin Cancer Reporting System, the most frequently diagnosed cancer among Wisconsin men is prostate cancer, making up 23% of all new cancer diagnoses in Wisconsin men. The premise of Movember is this: Mobros grow mustaches to bring awareness to mental health issues. The movement is also called No Shave November. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
A huge win for Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers over the Lions, 31-24 here at Ford Field in Detroit. Green Bay with a clutch play on 4th-and-3 with less than 2 minutes left to seal the deal. Matt LaFleur on the decision to go for it.
Well, I kind of made up my mind prior to that. I told Jordan, hey, we got two downs here. We got to get one of the two. So I just can't say enough great things about Wicks. We've all seen the type of season that it's been for him in regards to battling through. He's been injured quite a bit. It's been in and out of the lineup, but he made critical plays all game.
Wide receiver Dontavian Wicks, making a catch for a 16-yard gain, told me how he beat Detroit's premier safety, Brian Branch, on the route over the middle.
I just knew he was going to hold, which they always do, so I had to really like get vertical and break it off. You know, he threw it up, and I made the play.
So the Packers now 8-3. The Lions fall to 7-5. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We are keeping an eye on a system that could bring some heavier snow tomorrow into tomorrow night, ending by Sunday morning. Today, partly to mostly cloudy, our high in the upper 20s. Tonight, mostly cloudy in the teens. Snow starts tomorrow with a high near 31. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.